Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Joining me is Pat, the producer of VFN Radio Program. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
Good afternoon, good evening, whichever.
Good day.
I don't know. Just woke up, I think, right?
I think.
Hi. What's up, John?
Hey.
My goodness. Miracle worker. How's it going?
Oh, my goodness. Doing good.
We're
doing
so excited about all of our underwriters and sponsors that are joining us out there. Thank you. And we're going to begin to talk about you. If you have not yet visited our underwriters, you got to do it at VFNTV.com.
That's right.
And follow the process. Maybe you want to become one. We want to be able to make sure that you have a chance to be blessed, standing for the three pillars. What are the three pillars? God and country, in that order, and Israel. Speaking of Israel, today we're going to be talking and listening to what happened just a few hours ago in the United Nations. The Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, he spoke. He's like, oh my goodness, somebody who's speaking with confidence and faith and clarity and biblically sound is like, oh my goodness, I think I want to be an Israeli now. You know what I'm saying? I want to move to Israel.
This is refreshing.
Yeah, if you haven't yet, I mean, we're going to be making available to you on the VFN Torch. You know, the life expectancy in Israel is longer for somebody who lives there than somewhere else.
Really?
Is that not something?
Yeah, really?
They're very healthy.
Well, you think about it. The whole world's threatening them. And they live longer. You know why? Because the blessings of God.
That's right.
The blessings of God. And so we're going to be making that available to you so you get a good perspective. The reason why the enemy's hating on Israel so much is because he's the apple of God's eye. You know what I'm saying? And jealous. Because when you see how big their fruit is and how wise they are and how God just gives them such wisdom. But the one thing they do have, and you're going to hear with Benjamin Netanyahu when he speaks, he says, never give up hope. And we'll be during our first and second hour, you'll be able to hear this, probably the second hour. But never give up hope. Always remain vigilant, he says. Hope charts our future, and vigilance protects it. Is that good?
That's good.
Oh, my goodness. What if the church, like, hey, let's get faith. You know, faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. And then we'll actually, like, put, like, works with our faith, and we'll be vigilant.
That.
And we're like, oh, my goodness, we can actually keep the country. Wouldn't that be cool if we could keep America?
That would be pretty good.
I do want to say, I know we're doing an introduction here, but just think, there's no Saints shirt today. Did you notice
that? No, I've noticed that. I noticed that looking nice and clean today, crisp.
Pressed and everything. I even see an iron mark on it where he ironed it and all that. Anyway.
I do my best.
Truly. Hey. I know everybody's going to think we're not telling the truth here. Right?
Like a Saint.
I don't know what happened to the Saint shirt.
Listen,
I don't know what happened to it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, now. We can't even talk about them. They're 4-0.
Yeah, you thought I was joking, but that look how fit he is and everything and all that kind of stuff. He was doing push-ups before we even came on air, right?
Yeah, he was.
He was like pressing on the keyboard and pressing off.
Yes.
I just seen the look on his face with all the tension and all. But also, we're going to be talking about, this is the second day of the government shutdown.
Yeah.
It's amazing, you know, when I walked outside and looked up, I was like, hey, the sun's still up.
Hey.
You know, people are happy.
Thing?
You know, everything's great. And those that have been trying to just suck us dry, they're not getting their stuff. And it's like, I kind of like this.
Is this a bad thing? No, this is pretty good.
Let's just shut it down.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Let's just
shut it down. Why not? I mean, nothing personal. Hey, nothing personal. It's supposed to be a temporary job anyway. You know, just
don't go to the park right now. Don't go to National Park. It's okay.
Can you believe
it's okay.
That? We got to bring that up. But, you know, they actually put barricades in front of the soldiers.
Yes.
And, you know, and they said mysteriously they disappeared, but it actually was Congressman Michelle Bachmann and
Gomer from Texas.
From Texas. They came out and physically moved it, reportedly,
good for them.
The barrier. So the soldiers who actually came and fought the war before they had passed away would be able to see the memorial there. And it's like, how embarrassing. But you know what? You're going to find out today. We're continuing talking about an organizer's handbook by Saul Alinsky. Think about that. Saul, y'all remember Saul in the Book of Acts?
That's right.
Saul Alinsky, and it's called Rules for Radicals. And the reason why we're talking about it, if you've been following us, is Marshall Gantz, which was, he says that he worked with President Obama in his campaign. He's an organizer, done some very cool things he's done in his organizing career. I myself, as I shared in the program earlier, that I was an organizer. With PICO, Pacific Institute Community Organizing, and of course the president was an organizer. But I keep on saying the word was. I'm thinking, like, you know, we're asking the question, is America and the world being organized? If it is, for good or evil, and what do we do with it as Christians? And it's like, based on this handbook, and I'm not saying that anybody's using this handbook, I'm just saying somehow it got imparted into our current leaders of the world.
Yeah.
You know, workers of the world,
unite.
And it's like, what's going on here? And so you've got to read this, but if you haven't, we're going to talk about it. We're going to go into the next tactic. But just to kind of share with you some of the tactics that we're going to be talking about. We talked about one yesterday. And the tactic, and the reason why we talk about it, you may look at the, and this is not normal for us, but you go to the VFN Torch, we talked about it. And hopefully there will be a segment in the highlights available for you. Pat is the one that saw Satan. I didn't see Satan. No, I've seen folks who Satan's using. But yeah. But he actually seen Satan.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you can hear about it. If you missed that, you can go tomorrow, yesterday's highlights, and see it on the VFN Torch. And so when you see this picture of Lucifer on
Torch.
The torch, realized, you know, that's totally Pat, because, you know, I was very uncomfortable with it. It just seemed real.
That's just what I saw.
Yeah, no, and it's just, it lines up with the Word of God. I mean, that's exactly it. And, you know, 1,000 years ago, they described him like that. And
so, we just don't post pictures, but it's exactly what you saw.
That's what I saw.
Yeah, so it's like, well, we're not going to edit it out. It's like, hey, listen, this is it.
Yeah, and so when you're partnering with Lucifer, and this is we always say that, because this handbook for organizers, was written allegedly in jail by Saul Alinsky, is dedicated, or when you open up the cover and look in the inside of it, it says, hey, we just want to remember the very first one that ever organized, and just give a shout out, if you would, to Lucifer. And it was like, should we read on? You know, should we use this as a manual? Should we have been practicing these things? And you'll find out, it's like, listen, if you'll listen to all of this, what you're looking at today, what you're looking at in the world today, will make sense to you.
Mm.
It will totally make sense to you. And because, you know, people are trying to make sense of it. It's like, first of all, you just never try to make sense of what the devil's doing. But just realize, oh my goodness, it totally makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, God's a God of order. The enemy's, you know, Satan's of chaos. And there's a reason to this mayhem. I mean, even when you think about it, and we talked about it with Muslim Brotherhood and the radical Islam, and just Islam in general in regards to Iranian version of Islam, with the Ayatollah there. I mean, they believe that chaos is going to bring out their God out of the hole in the ground in Mecca that they walk around. You know what I'm saying? And so it's totally the opposite, by the way, which they call a beast, and you can see about that on the torch. And good thing, they said, you know, according to the Quran, is that it's going to come out of the hole, and it's going to put a mark on them to identify them that they're right.
Crazy.
Okay. Whoa, Lord, help me not be deceived. Dear Jesus, right. If they believe that, no, tell them what Pat believes. I mean, no, tell them what we believe. Think about it.
Yeah.
Deception is a scary thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a very, very scary thing. I mean, pride, let me tell you something. Pride is blinding. And it'll cause you to believe a rock is God. I mean, if you're waiting for God to come out of a hole in the earth, you know, the hell is, it means in the ground, hole in the earth. It's like, oh my goodness, you're
catch
waiting for
clue.
Lucifer to come out, you know? So some of the tactics we'll be talking about as we continue the conversation is, when you think about it, yesterday we talked about deception. And we're going to talk about, we're not talking about kind of giving you some tips to be able to organize with Lucifer here. We're giving you the light perspective. We're giving you, we're having a conversation, the light part of it is like, okay, here's what's being said. And you need to know this, because this is being done to you. By the way, if you're married to somebody who's not walking with God, this is being done with you.
Yeah, no doubt.
If you actually had children who are in love with the world, and the verdict's in, they love darkness more than they love light, and they, you know, they don't love Jesus, you know, you're going through this. If you're actually in a gathering, a church gathering with wolves in there, this is how you're being treated. So it's not unique. It's just, it's a playbook. If you want to, this is amazing. You know, as I'm reading this book, I'm thinking, my goodness, you know, this is like a telltale thing that he's actually spilling his beans. You think he'd come up with something new, but it's like, no, it's actually what was written in the jail by Saul Alinsky. And so the first one, as we talked about yesterday, was deception, which is their first tactic, which is power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. And that's deception. We already talked about that yesterday, but the ones we're going to be talking about, and some of these today, and we'll work our way through them, is don't go outside your experience. Well, that's what pride can't do, that, because pride operates in self, and we're going to talk about the counteraction of that. And the fourth one is, or the third one is, go outside your enemy's expertise. Isn't that funny? Stay within what you know, but take them out of what they know. It sounds like what's happening in America now, right?
Yeah.
And the fourth is make your enemy live up to what's written in their book of rules. Oh my goodness. I'm not going to go into details. Fifth is ridicule is man's most potent weapon. He's like, oh, you know, I was like, that's what that debate was about. I was like, when somebody, I don't know, like, liar. I was like, it was ridicule.
Yeah.
We have these things called planes. We don't need ships. And those are ridicule. Yeah. Moving on, because we're not talking about, we're just kind of going over the what we're going to be talking about in the first, second hour today. The sixth is your people that are in rebellion, your people have to enjoy it. They have to actually enjoy it. It's one of the sixth one. The seventh is they have short attention spans, you know. You got to keep changing things continually because, I don't know, try this PlayStation game. Play this PlayStation game. How about this thing on there? How about this movie here? How about that thing? Oh, my God. Yeah. And it's like they want to be entertained, whatever. Mm-hmm. It has to be fun. They even come out with movies about dancing. Dance in your rebellion. It didn't work. But anyway. And the seventh is, or the eighth is, keep on the pressure. Keep on the pressure. This is the tactics of a book for organizers that is has a forward dedicated to, or at least a dedication to, or a shout out to Lucifer, who did the first one to do something like this. The threat is usually more terrifying than the thing itself. Mm. You know, so it's the, you know, it's like, oh my goodness, this is so Satan.
The looming terror, right?
This is so Satan, yeah. And 10 is develop an operation system to maintain the pressure to the opposition. What's happening right now? Our government's being hyped up and organized to be able to maintain the pressure. Now, personally, you know, I believe it's a revelation of Jehoiakim. I think that God has put Jehoiakim, and we're given a biblical perspective of what's going on right now. Listen, nothing happens outside of God. Mm. But Jehoiakim, if you have not yet heard or listened to Josiah, you can go to VFNTV.com now and listen to it. Just click on VFNTV in your upper menu and look for Josiah and listen to it, because you need to get a perspective, because Josiah's son was Jehoiakim, named by Egypt, signed by God to oppress God's people who were in rebellion. And so it wasn't a mistake. And by the way, Zedekiah comes next. Mm-hmm. And so you want to make sure that you get this right, because Zedekiah means God is just, which means if we'll repent under Jehoiakim, we might not experience the justice of God. Mm. If we run to the cross and let the God's justice be served on Jesus and humble ourselves and serve the Lord, then that will stop.
Right.
But guess what's after Zedekiah? Nebuchadnezzar! God's servant, Nebuchadnezzar. Yeah. In Persian. Imagine that, Persia. It's like, oh my goodness. Wasn't that just, oh, a prideful people? Yeah. Think about that. Persia. And so he was God's servant to oppress God's people. Mm-hmm. God handled him, right. But understand he raised him up to be able to use him to discipline his people. Mm-hmm. And there's a pride in America that the church, people that call themselves believers, are going like, God's got a covenant with Israel. Like, you don't think he's got a covenant with America?
With America, yeah.
He said, God's got a covenant with America. You think that God's got a greater covenant with America than he does Israel? It's like, and look what happened to Israel. That should cause us to sit up and pay attention.
Hello.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like that movie we talked about this week. It's like, oh my gosh, I can hear the rattling of the trains and stuff.
I know, right?
Get your popcorn. Get in there. Get in the oven. Get in the oven quick. Get in there. Get in there. Right?
Yeah.
You got to hear that. There. A freaky thing at the Unstoppable movie that we got stopped. No the Holy doubt. Spirit said, stop.
Exactly.
And just stopped us right there. But so they develop an operating system as the 10th one. There's only 13. The 11th is to push negatives hard and deep, because every negative has an opposite side to it. So once they get it's like a bully that just focuses on that one spot. That's a devil that's got that bully. I mean, this is like Satan's operating manual.
Yeah.
And then you would organize, and it's dedicated, talks off in the beginning of Saul Alinsky, that the church was actually in part of all this. And remember, when I first became an organizer, they came into our church.
Right.
You know, one of the Berkeley leaders in Berkeley, University of Berkeley, came into a Christian church who loved God, and the pastor loved God, and I was working with him and in ministry. And next thing you know, we're trying to help do something positive in the community, which is cool if your motives are pure. But if you're doing this to be able to promote Lucifer,
right,
rebellion, it is demonic. And the 12th is, there's a price for your attack. There's a price for it. And the price is you have to have an alternative. You have to have some sort of alternative. So we have, We haven't read it yet, but we have an alternative. Yeah. We haven't read the bill, but we've passed the bill, and then we're going to read it after we pass the bill. And what you're looking at has nothing to do with the bill. It has to do with we're being organized. Mm-hmm. It looks like we're being organized according to Saul Alinsky, the Handbook for Organizers.
Wow.
Which is not strange. I mean, if you're an organizer, it's not strange for you. I mean, if you're a singer and you get into leadership and you sing a song, the person's not going to freak out. He's singing. She's singing. Right. It's like, they're a singer. They sing. Or sang. Whatever how you say that. And then finally, this is the list. Listen to this one. This is the 13th and the last one we're going to be talking about. Pick a target. Pick a target. Freeze it. Personalize it. And polarize it.
Wow.
Wow.
Or you could say pulverize it, but it's polarize it. And you think about all the things that have been polarized today. I mean, think about all the things that are going on right now. Because you would think is like, okay, 10,000 of those going on. We have B, we have this going on. We have people coming over our border, which is cool. I mean, as Christian perspective, we want them to be able to get a job and be blessed and stuff. But at the same time that people who hate us are coming across our border and... Then our current leadership is saying they're not going to defend the governor who stood up for the federal law. It's like, oh, this is community organizing 101.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, let's just print some more money. Yeah. Let's print some more money. Can you just think about this? If you personally could print money, if you could print money, and we know you've tried it. We know you've tried it. No comment. We're just going to stop right there. Right. No. It's, but people have.
Sure.
I was talking to somebody who works for one of those money trucks that drives around.
Right.
That's a target.
No doubt.
That's a safe job, right?
Yeah.
I ride around with $1 million every day that's not mine. Anyway, so they said all kinds of fake money, counterfeit money is passing every day. Mm. And people just take it. Mm. And so there's a lot of counterfeit gospel going on every day. And people just take it as well. So, I mean, think about that. Here we are in Afghanistan. We are continuing on over there. We had crazy things going on with, okay, we're apologizing because the soldiers burned a Quran, but at the same time, crosses are being torn down in the parks and stuff like that. And he says, well, this is really confusing. This is so cool, Liz, is that you're going to get wisdom here. You're going to get the light. You're going to understand. No, this is organizing 101.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So you can relax. I'm going to talk to you about a biblical perspective of each of these tactics. So you can just take one at a time and go, oh, and a light view of a dark move. And if you maintain your place in God, if you just stay peaceful and a person of faith and trust in God and not whatever else, then you'll just watch God do what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be encouraging because, I listen to people just, it's just like people get pulled into it. Intelligent people. Get pulled into it, and you're just thinking, like, are you really arguing with Satan? Are you really, it's evil, but it's evil, but you would like to get, a dimension of the thing going on.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's like Saul Alinsky's book, written in 1971, Rules for Radicals. Get it. Go to VFN Torch today. VFN Torch today, VFNTV.com. Click on the torch, and it'll take you right to how to get the book. Buy the book. Read it. Read it. Just go. Imagine this. Open it up. First, read the cover, the shout out to Lucifer, and then realize everything else you're going to read. Put it in that category, in that context. And we just talked about that in his book. And you got to hear this, and make sure you hear all of them, but because I'm breaking it down into American bits and bites. Mm-hmm. 3, 2, 1. Tension is bent over. Anyway, so. And he talks about, organize around pollution because it's a common thing.
Wow.
And then once that they're organized around pollution, people want to do it, then it's a short step to organize around the pollution of politics and the pollution of the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, that's global warming.
Mm.
And then he goes, when an organizer, he wants an open society, and it's like, oh. Open society, 1971, George Soros today, Hillary Clinton today, President Barack Obama today. Oh, they want to open. Oh, my goodness. We're being organized. I mean, that we're asking the question, but tentatively right now, if the judge calls in and says, listen, jury, you're going to need to make a verdict at this particular point, I would say we're being organized. And understand prophetically, and we'll be talking more about this, that it's going to happen. We've already been told that there's going to be a beast economy kick in, and you can't buy or trade or sell without it. Everybody assumes it's not going to be their generation. You had the people who have believed that they have been raptured, and they're walking around as a ghost or something. And you have other people that believe they're going to be raptured, taken out of here before there's any pain, while somebody in Nepal is suffering as we speak, and Saeed's right. in prison in Iran and being beat. They think that, you know, only it's American gospel,
right.
that they're not going to suffer nothing. They're going to go straight from their, they're going to draw their last penny from their IRA and their 401k. So they have no more money left. And then Jesus can come back as soon as they make that last vacation to Branson. And then they're going to go. Then all of a sudden, you know, Jesus, this is the American gospel, right?
Yeah.
And he's going to go. And then just like Elijah's cloak fell off.
They're going to go.
They're like their Lincoln Continental is just going to fall off of them, you know, and their cable cord is just going to break off like an umbilical cord. And they're going to go straight from just fiction and delusion straight into the glories
glory.
Of heaven.
Mm. Straight into glory.
Facing a God they don't even know.
Mm. Mm.
Mm-mm. Answering to a God for what they never read.
Exactly.
And trying to stumble their way. Hopefully they're not a goat because there'll be sheep's goat, right?
Sheep's goat. Right.
And so, my goodness, that's what we're going to be talking about today. I am so encouraged. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back. Is religion banned in the workplace? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
The question was, did I send trainees on a training trip for a couple of weeks, and they are typically put together with roommates in hotels. I've had a trainee who, she likes to read her Bible and have quiet meditation time, and she's concerned that having a roommate would interfere with that.
When you have a situation like this, it depends on your policy. If the policy is for economic reasons that you have the employees have roommates, then she should have a roommate also, and she certainly can go to a quiet place in the hotel and study the Bible. You don't want to do anything to interfere with her sincerely held religious beliefs or Bible study or times of prayer. You should try to accommodate that, obviously. But I don't think you have to exclude your general policy of having roommates if that's the company's policy. As long as it's equally enforced, there should be no problem.
For more information about your rights in the workplace, visit us on our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
You know, when I'm sitting here thinking about, you know, the Lord, our God, that when he was with his people, we could read the word of God, and he shows us, he demonstrated his ability to provide for his people in the wilderness. The first thing he did when he delivered Israel out of bondage and slavery was to take them in a place that they had to totally see that he was going to provide for them no matter what. They were surrounded by conditions with no water and no provision, and they just had to trust God. They had to abide with God. And think about that. And God demonstrated his ability to meet their needs despite what was going on in their economy, in their ecology, with their environment, with the heat and the weather and all that. As a matter of fact, listen to Brother John Kilpatrick with Church of His Presence, and I'll be right back.
And the other day, the Holy Spirit said this to me. He said, tell the church, son, when you get back up to preach, he said, tell the church that these things are going to get worse. He said, but tell them, for those that will live by my word, it'll have no effect on them whatsoever. He said it'll have no effect on them. And what the Holy Spirit here is saying is, what the Holy Spirit is saying is, even though the economy, like what prophets are saying right now, is that there may be some states in the United States that might be not friendly toward Israel, or they might be real liberal, and they're going to start suffering financially.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
And there might be other states in the United States that loves Israel and loves God, and they're a God-fearing state, and they have a good governor and good legislature, and they're trying to please God, and they're just going to prosper and get all kinds of new businesses and everything. The Holy Spirit said, just as that's working like sheep states and goat states in the United States, he said the same thing's going to happen in a city, that whoever tithes and obeys me and loves me and serves me, I will pour out my favor on them and my blessings upon them. And nothing can thwart my blessings on these people. They're going to be a demonstration to everyone around them what it means to be a child of God. So I want to encourage you right now in Jesus' name, God is about to bless your socks off right under the devil's nose.
That's so encouraging. That's exactly what, you know, that God's been sharing with us. That's what we're hearing from Rick Joyner and Morningstar Ministries and those that are hearing from the Lord. Listen, don't panic. You're about to be a sign. You're about to be a wonder if you're abiding with God. Jesus said very specifically in John 15, 5 through 7, he says, I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, or abide in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing. Think about this. He says, if you remain in me and my word remains in you, ask whatever you wish and it'll be done for you. Just like God provided for Israel in the wilderness, the manna that came down in the morning, the shade, and when everybody else is hot, they were covered. God's going to take care of you if you stick with God. You begin to abide with him. If you don't know how to abide with him, you want to begin to abide with him. You know Jesus, but you want to abide, learn how. We have a simple plan for you. You can go to iabide.org, iabide.org, and request your simple plan today. Listen, if you're walking in obedience and abiding with the Lord, hearing his voice, relating to him, he's got you covered. That's iabide.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Joining me, of course, is Pat and John. We're getting right in, and we already just talked earlier what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be, make sure you listen to the whole first and extra hour today, because we're going to be listening to a very, you need to hear an encouraging speech. And why not hear it before all the nations, because all the nations will gather in the Valley of Jehoshaphat to determine how they, right, what they did to Israel. And why not, hey, let's just have the leader of Israel give the speech. And why not it be in the last few hours that he gave it? And you're going to be so encouraged about hope and about vigilance. And that's one thing that we've given up in regards to the church. It's like, what happened to vigilance? You know, faith, right, and works and perseverance and that type of thing. But we're, now we're going to talk about, by the way, when we are in, understand the things that are going right now, we are in our second day of the government shutdown.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
God is showing us paper money in a vision of paper money being removed off the face of the earth. 6 minutes or 6 seconds.
Six seconds.
You know, prophetically, he's told us that the economy, the stock market will crash in six, mm-hmm, seconds, and the world as we know it will change. And it's like George Soros, who says, I would don't do this to make money to be able to build a better world, that he is a multi-billionaire that's trying to ease down the euro, and he's made his money off crashing
economies. Right?
Economies and just everything you can imagine, everything that somebody wouldn't do to their family. It's been done to our nation. As a matter of fact, I don't think it would even be done to our leader's family himself. Mm-mm. I don't think it would, because he's good. He seems to be a really good father and that type of thing. But so here we are, and we're going to talk about the tactics. We're just going to go right into it, and we're talking from a book called by Saul. Let's call the man Saul. His name's Saul, not Saul.
It's Saul.
So let's call him Saul, even though somebody was Saul, because that helps us relate to, you know, the book of Acts, right?
That's right.
And the Acts of the Church. And Saul was persecuting the church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he fell off of his donkey. And when the presence of the light showed up. And so don't understand that a persecutor today can be somebody who writes history for God tomorrow. So don't write anybody off. Realize that God was kind of using Saul, if you would, to motivate the church to spread out, because they were in Jerusalem and they wouldn't go nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
We're being highly motivated right now to do what he told, you know, and we talked about polarization. Polarization is what happened the day you got saved, by the way. And the day that you weren't polarized anymore is the day that you started blending in with the world, becoming friends with the world. So depending on which false doctrine you believe or not, or the true doctrine is, like, if your friendship with the world is to be a hater of God. So if you blended in, if you felt like you now or you're being polarized as a Christian, but you weren't prior to that, well, welcome to the family.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the family. You know, that's how you tell a true believer and a bunch of people who call themselves Christians, because they're actually isolate that person.
Yeah.
And they're polarized. It's like they're not my friend. It's like they're not supposed to be, because they're actually in darkness even though they're hanging around, right?
That's right.
Anyway, so listen. So the second tactic in the book, called Rules for Radicals, that starts with a shout out to Lucifer, who was the first one that organized a third of the angels, right?
It's what, that's
they
right.
They don't go into detail, but they just give a shout out to Lucifer, which Marshall Gantz, a community organizer who's done a lot of good things, But also, he is quoting from this book, which put a default, you know, inside of my spirit.
Hold up.
But then he said, but he said, which you can see this on VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com, that he worked with President Obama on his campaign, and they worked together. Mm-hmm. Well, they're both community organizers. That just makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, it makes sense. And you would want somebody who can organize the community if you're going to run for any kind of political office. It's kind of a good thing.
Makes sense.
Unless you're doing it for the devil. Anyway, but I don't know. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying we're looking at the context of this book. And we're not saying this book's being used. But if you start reading this book and realize the person that says he worked for our current president, that he quotes from this book. Mm-hmm. And then you start seeing the techniques that are written in this book being used. It's like, I don't know if it's a transference of spirit or maybe he read it. Maybe he read it. Maybe he read it. I was saying he was a community organizer. So anyway, you never let a crisis go to waste, right? Isn't that what the Rahm Emanuel, the former chief of staff, said? Rahm Emanuel. So the second tactic is this. In their book, this is how you actually, this is the one that they give a shout out to Lucifer. If you want to force people to do what you want, is number two is never go outside the experience of your people. That's what it says. Never, this is what Saul Alinsky writes, never go outside the experience of your people. When an action or tactic is outside the experience of your people, the result is confusion, fear, and retreat. Remember that. Confusion, fear, and retreat. And, he goes on to say, the collapse of communication.
Hmm.
So they know. They know if you get outside your experience, if you take your people outside their experience, they're going to be confused, they're going to be fearful, and they're going to retreat, and they're not going to be able to communicate.
Wow.
And so he's saying is, when you bring your mob, Ann Coulter wrote a book called Demonic.
Right.
It talks about your mob, and then she talks about, well, hey, oh my goodness. When you think about this, that the religious folks, when Jesus was walking... Oh my God, they organized on Jesus.
Yeah.
The religious folks used government and they just started saying, we got to take this man out. He's really blowing it for how we think it should actually be in the world. I want to have a better world, but not God's world.
Mm.
And so they just said, let's just organize around Free and Barabbas. Let's just make that our target. Let's just point that, personalize it, polarize it, and make Barabbas our target. And then all of a sudden we'll just put a battle between Jesus and Barabbas, and we'll just start chanting, free Barabbas, free Barabbas, free, and we'll do like posters and signs and blogs and stuff.
Right.
And it worked.
It worked.
Because everybody started saying, probably as we know, they probably didn't know what they was even doing now, a lot of them, just the religious people who were pushing the folks.
Right.
And they were saying, crucify God. Of course, it wouldn't happen unless God allowed it, but they were allowing, God was allowing that organization. They organized Jesus to the cross. And do you think that a student won't be organized to the cross if the teacher was organized to the cross, if we don't pay attention? God didn't call us to be masochists. He called us to be wise. He called us to be as gentle as doves, but as wise as serpents. And we have to pay attention. And he says, be on your guard against men, of all people. Why? Because Satan holds some men captive to do his will. He doesn't just appear. He has to have authority to operate. So don't quit saying like, oh, just hit me again. You got to say, well, wait a minute. I got to move out of this place here because I'm putting myself in danger, my family in danger, or the church in danger. And so that's important because the number two tactic for the book, they have a shout out to Lucifer by Saul Alinsky, that an employee or former business partner of our president, who was also a community organizer, Marshall Gantz, quoted from, that he said, you first got to polarize to organize.
Mm-hmm.
And then once their conflict happens, you depolarize. Then you depolarize and you settle. This is good stuff. If you want to know how the devil works, this is how the devil works. And so confusion, fear, retreat, and lack of communication. Okay, what is 2 Corinthians? What does God say about how will we react to that? Okay, they walk. He says, do not move people outside their experience. In other words, they have to actually know what they're doing. They have to have confidence in their own personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they have to be able to move in pride.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Right. Because they can't move outside that realm. So then you know now that the enemy's tactic is the individual that's being used is moving in pride. And if you operate rightly before God, what I'm going to tell you about, then you'll just watch them eventually fall.
Mm.
But if you start moving in pride to fight pride, you're both going to fall.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what he says in 2 Corinthians 5, chapter 5, verse 7. He says, he's writing to the church of Corinth. He says, for we live and we walk. Think about that. We walk by faith, not by sight. So think about that. So we walk by faith and not by sight. So the counteract, the tactic number two, they walk within their experiences. We walk outside of our experiences. That's right. Despite what's going on in our natural sense, we're living in faith.
Mm-hmm.
If you are. If you're not, you're fearful. If you're not, you're confused. If you're not, you're thinking about retreating.
Mm.
If you're not, your communication's collapsing in your prayer life and your connection with the body. Because you're walking in pride. They knew. They know. Mm-hmm. If you they move outside their experience, outside their pride and what they know, they're going to be confused. They're going to be fearful. They're going to retreat, and they're going to the communication is going to collapse.
Mm-hmm. Wow!
And how many Christians are going like, "Oh, I've got to run for the hills." It's like, run, stand, man. We need some light around here. Turn your flashlight on. It's dark. You know, rise, shine, for your light better come soon. It's pretty dark. You know, I like what Michael Bodia talked about when he was being interviewed, the grandson interpreter of Dmitry Dudeman, when he prophesied about America and what was happening. He said, darkness is not something that just happens. Darkness is something that's there because of the absence of light.
Mm-hmm.
So you're seeing all this darkness happen right now because you're not being the light.
That's right.
Moving on. And so we operate outside of our experiences. Now you're thinking, no, I don't. Well, that's why you're on the medication right now. And that's why that's why you're fearful. And you have no fingernails left. And you're ragging your spouse. And that's why you're ragging your parents. And why you're ragging your children. And you're ragging your boss, you know, ragging mean like you're just irritating them.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're operating within pride.
Yeah.
But if you relax and operate in faith, faith is being sure, Hebrews 11:1 says, being sure of what you hope for. Now, faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. So we're That's operating right. outside. So day one, when you're going to number two tactic of Satan coming at you and a Saul Alinsky coming at you a captive or the world being organized, what do you got to do? Be a man and woman of faith.
That's right.
Confidence, surety, mm-hmm. certainty. Don't trust in what you see. Don't quit. Just get rid of all that. And everything that you see, every natural thing that can be shaken is being shaken right now. But you know what? It shouldn't bother you if you're a person of faith. Because that's not, your trust is not in the stock market. Your trust is not in Washington, D.C., the 530 people that so many people are blaming everything on, and you're the one that put them there.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. There's 325 million or something of us. And these guys down there, it's like, these 530 being blamed, but the people that are blaming them are the very ones that voted to put them there. It's like, come on. That is so unfair. It's like Satan standing outside of a church crying. You know, they come outside the church gathering, and Satan standing by a telephone pole by this storefront gathering, and he's crying.
Yeah.
And they say, well, Lucifer, what's going on? It's like, well, Saul Alinsky stole my stuff and wrote about it. No. He said, they're blaming me for everything.
Right.
They're blaming me for everything. And it's like, oh my goodness, yeah, that's kind of how it goes. And so we have to walk by faith. And think about this. He goes on, when you're talking about Hebrews here, he also says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, he says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So no, just forget about the world as we know it is being fundamentally transformed. Forget about the fact that the dollar is so cheap now, they're actually mailing dollar bills, not?
Yes,
They mail dollar
in
bills.
The mail.
Yeah. The very first dollar, by the way, the very first dollar that came in for our television broadcast was actually mailed to us.
Mm-hmm.
It was mailed to us. Mail. That was a sign. Yeah. It was a sign, right?
Yep.
And Ian's going like, this is good, right?
Yeah, right.
And so then, even in my personal mail in my home, there's dollar bills. I'm like, the dollar is getting so cheap now. Instead of buying a stamp, you just lick the dollar bill and stick it on the envelope. Oh, and don't, I mean, goodness. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Worthless. And so think about this. So if you're bowing down, we're talking about number two tactic. If you're bowing down to this fear tactic, at the moment it's happening, you have stopped walking by faith. Your shield of faith, which would have quenched and annihilated all their plans of attacks and strategies against you, is gone. And now you are going to be hit. All the schemes that they're bringing against you are going to come against you, and they're going to succeed because you had fear and you began to move in pride instead of trusting God. By the way, if you said you're saved and you're not saved, you need a good save. This is not Sons of Steva type faith we're talking here. We're talking about you got to know Jesus. And if you don't know him today, go to meetmyfather.org and meet him today. We share some of our experiences. But last part before we go to break here, in regards to the second tactic here, is 1 Corinthians 1:9. This is what God says about the people who operate in their experiences. If you'll have faith in God and not your ability to manipulate and stuff that they're doing, this is what he says in 1 Corinthians 1:9. He says, God will destroy the wisdom of the wise. The intellect of the intelligent I will frustrate. What does that mean? That means when all that stuff's coming in, and it's happening everywhere, by the way, you just look at them and just kind of smile and go, wow, how cute is that? It's pretty neat. That's like Satan 101, isn't it? Lucifer 101, isn't that Alinsky 101?
Right.
Wow, that's cool. What happens is their little wisdom intellect thing just locks up, you know, and their pipe go, well, I didn't know what to do with this. I don't know, you know. And he's just kind of standing there like a believer or something. He believes God. Romans 1:22, and we're going to go to break. Although they claim to be wise, they became fools. You have nothing to fear but fear itself. It's time to be faith. Have faith with works. Together, be hopeful and diligent, as we're going to hear from the Prime Minister today in today's program from Benjamin Netanyahu. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right, the VFM radio program. Just you're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us. VFN Radio taking place. We are so excited about it. VFN Dream Center. You think about it. There was a day that God gave Joseph a dream, and he began to share it. And of course, et cetera, abuse and things that were going on. But understand this. There came a day when suddenly he began to speak it, and the dream came to pass. And I just want to encourage you right now. I want to welcome you to the dream. I want to welcome you to the VFN Dream Center because the Lord is setting up cities. He's setting up hubs, apostolic hubs. He's setting up church is not going to even be recognized in the future where we're going because we're about to be the church of the Bible under the God of the Bible, under the direction of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you want to be a part of what God is doing in the earth to rise up, to bless what presently is, but let go of that to be able to move into what God is going to do, to dive into what God and be a part of it, maybe the VFN Dream Center is for you. Maybe the VFN Dream Center for you. You can find out more at vinefellowshipnetwork.org. You can join us on the Emerald Coast if you're local, or you can join us online and be one of our virtual members that join us on VFN TV by going to vinefellowshipnetwork.org. Every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. or approximately, live on VFN Radio. Find out more at vinefellowshipnetwork.org. Here we are, yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Joining me is Pat and John. We are talking about Rules for Radicals, a book dedicated, well, gives a shout-out. I wouldn't say dedicated. And before they even start talking about anything, they just want to give just a shout-out to Lucifer, the very first one that organized.
Come on out.
Yeah. By the way, if you have not yet gone to VFNTV.com, make sure you go to VFNTV.com and you see the torch right there flaming on the front. That's the VFN torch. Mm-hmm. Everything that's ever been said is cut up like slices and highlights. You can see that right there. Also, make sure that you visit our underwriters and our sponsors. You know, without the underwriters and sponsors, you wouldn't be hearing this. Shop at their stores. Visit them. Go thank them. They're standing up for God and country in that order. And Israel. As a matter of fact, if you have not yet become one, become one. Very simple to do. Just follow the prompts. You can see it on the front page right there. It just says, partner today and become a sponsor or underwriter. You just click on that particular prompt. It'll take you through the processes of what to do that. And we want to tell people about you.
That's right.
That you stand with us. We are honored that our sponsors and underwriters stand with us. Thank you. We're talking about Rules for Radicals. And the reason why we're talking about Rules for Radicals, a book by Saul Alinsky, is because... first of all, it was dedicated to Lucifer. That's not the reason why. Because a man that said he worked with President Obama getting into office said that he quoted from the book, and he uses it and teaches community organizing. Mm-hmm. And he's done some good things in the past. But once, you know, I was like, okay, once all right, you know, right. Hey, you know.
Satan's manual here.
Though. I got to move along. And so that's the reason why we're talking about it. And so this has different tactics. And the next tactic, the third tactic, we just talked about the previous tactic. And this tactic is, and these are the tactics they use to be able to force a people, organize a people to be able to cause people, to organize a minority of people, a small amount of people, to be able to push a majority of people in the direction they want to go. I don't know, maybe nudge. Yeah, that would be a good word, right?
Yeah.
Nudge. Mm-hmm. Another book called Nudge. Just kind of nudge people. And that's all you can do when you're actually a small group of people.
Mm-hmm.
And and the third tactic is this in his book in regards to community organizing, which is a handbook for organizers, is whenever possible, because remember the second tactic was don't let your people go outside their experiences, because if they go outside their experiences, you remember what would happen to them? They would be confused, fearful, retreat, and communication would collapse. Now here's their, listen to their third tactic. This is the third tactic. Whenever possible, go outside the experience of your enemy.
Do well, the very thing you don't want to happen to you, do it to them.
You know, what you don't want to happen with you,
All right. You
stay within your experience, because if you'll break down, you'll be fearful, anxious,
right. You
know, retreat, and communication will break down. You want to get your enemy, you bring them outside of their experiences. And what will happen, and he goes, this is look for ways to increase insecurity, anxiety, uncertainty. This is rules radical. This is America right now.
Wow.
This is America.
Amazing.
And he says, this happens all the time. Watch how many organizations under attack are blindsided by seemingly irrelevant arguments that they're forced to address. They'll just kind of like broadside, you know, what about your, like, you know, what about whatever, like, this is how, I mean, so we're going to figure out how do you respond to that. So the very thing they said about, you know, make sure when you're organizing your few people to be able to come against the masses, that stay within their experiences, because they, as we understand it, that would be operating in self-pride,
sure.
That type of thing, and they're fearful when they get outside what they know, and they retreat and get anxious and that type of thing. But as Christians, you know, you're not worried about that, because that's how you live your life.
Right.
Possibly. This is what Jesus said. Jesus said, will the Son of Man even find faith when he returns? Think about that. Will the Son of Man even find faith when he returns? So don't just have a default setting. I'm a person of faith. Well, you believe in Jesus, demons know that he exists and trembles.
That's right.
So the thing about it is, do you have faith and works together? Or do you have dead faith? And so faith is operating outside of our experiences, but he's saying the third tactic is to be able to force them to move outside their experiences. Well, hey, we live outside our experiences.
Yeah, like, right.
I haven't been by a familiar experience, I don't know how long, right? Somebody starts getting around us. They're going like, oh my goodness, what? And they're like moving outside their experiences, right? Mm-hmm. We realize, oh yeah, I forgot. Yeah, we're just kind of been under the water for like, I don't know, about 6 years now. Yeah. We've been swimming around. We're not drowning. We don't know why we're not drowning, mm-hmm. right?
It's just called the way in the deep.
Yeah, we're just out. Maybe we've been over our head for years. Mm-hmm. Just go down under the water.
Just go down.
You can breathe. You can breathe. And so that we're not shouldn't be worried about that. But this is a good way to polarize true believers from this is the prophetic word that was given over the American church was. God's going to separate those who are truly his and not his. And this is how it will happen, because if you don't have faith, you cannot stand up against Satan's tactics.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
If you don't have faith, you cannot operate within and survive these kind of tactics, because it's blowing your pride out of the water. I mean, it's just hitting it. So we think about this then. So John chapter 16, verse 33 kind of talks about that. He says, I have told you these things. This is Jesus telling us this kind of things I'm telling you now, really. Right. Storms and troubles. And I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. I'm telling you this so that you can have peace through this. Because remember, your peace in the midst of chaos means your enemy's going to be destroyed, but you're going to be protected and saved by God.
Yeah.
In this, Jesus goes on to say, in this world, you will have organizers.
Mm-hmm.
You will have Lucifers.
Mm-hmm.
You will have troubles, but take heart, I've overcome this world. Now, if you're living for this world and not for eternity, Paul said you should be pitied more than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, we're not living for this life. I was just thinking this morning, I was getting ready to be able to come on the program today, is how any moment, I just saw myself in the just crowd of sons and daughters of God in heaven, just worshiping God and just, you know what I'm saying? And the angels flapping their wings and just looking on the throne of God. I'm thinking, oh, just any moment we could be there with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about this.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not about this. That'd be a shame if all you do is live for this.
Yeah, right.
It's amazing how green brown grass looks from a distance. He told us these things is going to happen. And then he says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, he says, and the peace of God, which transcends or passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So you can actually, in the midst of all the attacks and all the assaults and them trying to push you outside your experiences, which you should have been anyway outside your experiences.
That's right.
You know, I don't know. What are you doing living inside your experiences?
Mm-hmm.
You've been telling everybody you're a person of faith. You know, we need some help. Hello. We need some help. Right? Yeah. Begin by becoming a sponsor and underwriter today. Secondly, let's hit the streets. God's manifesting his glory.
That's right.
Arise, shine, for your light has come. It's time to get busy. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18 through 20 says, do not deceive yourself. If any of you think that you are wise by human standards in this age, you should become fools so that you may become wise.
Mm-hmm.
For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in the sight of God. As it is written, he catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise is futile.
Mm.
Just you're shutting down because you're trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
You've been watching 24-hour news cycle. You've been sitting there, ain't doing nothing with it. You know, you ain't picking your Bible up. 81% of the people, not actually 97% aren't reading their Bible in a way that they need to read it.
That's right.
81% are not picking it up at all. Only 3% are actually knowing what I'm talking about, really, right, in context of this. But if you pick up your Bible, begin to read it, and begin to abide with God, go to iabide.org. Iabide.org and get an abiding plan today. Abide while you can, so you'll know what to do tomorrow. And quickly, man, we're just moving so quickly. I may have to finish this particular tactic in the extra hour. Make sure you join us in the extra hour, because I'm going to continue talking about these tactics. And we're going to have it down. Why? This is the demonic tactic, but this is the godly tactic and how to contradict that thing.
Right.
And so every one of them, we're going to have that. And so you're going to be able to share this with your friends, because you can go to the app. You go to the VFNTV.com and download the app for whatever mobile device you have. And when you go to the app, you'll see these highlights and you'll look at one tactic and it'll have this conversation on it. And you can send that one tactic with God's answer to it to that person who's going through that in their life at that time. Think about that. I mean, we can spread the light all around the world. This is why we're doing this. We're doing this to give you hope. Listen, if we will shine our light in this darkness, it will overcome the darkness, because the light's greater than anything Satan can do. Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour. We had such a wonderful time. Don't forget to catch us in the extra hour beginning in just a moment. For those that are leaving us, you can catch us at VFNTV.com. or catch the second half, the extra hour, on your mobile device, your iPhone, your Android, and all those wonderful places at VFNTV.com. You're listening to VFN Radio. For those who are sticking with us, we'll see you on the other side.
I love VFN Radio. You know, when I'm not saying it because I'm part of it, is the fact that I listen to it when I'm not on it, because it's the Word of God. It's a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage you to get a device, a radio or an I something or an N something, and put it on your desk at work, and you know, put it by the kitchen sink and just carry it with you or whatever, and just listen. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Think about it. 24 hours, 7 days a week, all around the world. You can hear VFN Radio. And if you miss a segment, that you just like catch a half of it, don't be disappointed like it used to be. Oh, I'm just so disappointed. I'm sure the first part of that was good. You can actually go into the highlights or go to the VFN Torch, and you can hear the whole segment. The whole segment. And in addition to that, you can have podcasts downloaded into your devices. And podcasts are so cool because you can keep them forever in your own storage device. But be encouraged. Understand that this is very, very important, because as the days progress, although it gets darker and darker in the outside for the church, for those who love God, it gets lighter and lighter. This is what the Word of God says. He says, your peace in the midst of chaos and trouble and disaster is a witness to those who don't know God. He says this is a witness to them, letting them know that you're going to be saved by God. God's going to protect you in it. But to them, it's a witness that they're going to be destroyed unless they know God, which is a witness. You're just having peace. And by listening to VFN Radio, you can keep that peace. You can keep that peace so you can be a witness. Sometimes your greatest witness is to sit beside somebody while they're watching the daily news and just relax and have a cup of coffee while they're biting their fingernails. It's like, what? I mean, really mean it. You know, they aren't faking it. It's just like, what? You know, there's something about when you first get saved that the first thing that most people think about is like, there's nobody like me. And you're very thankful. You're grateful that God has forgiven you. But you're not sharing with anybody, because you look at everybody else and you think, well, obviously all these folks are walking on water.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they talk about like these books. They got the books memorized, you know. They got like this book of Malachi and, you know, Matthew and Jonathan, you know, whatever. And so, you know, they're just like, oh, my goodness. And the greatest thing that we can do for each other is to tell them our story.
That's right.
To let them know, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. People get hope when they find out you needed Jesus too.
That's right.
They get hope when they find out you're a sinner too, saved by grace, that God reached down in the depths of hell and darkness and just great calamity and all your attempts to find yourself. And he introduced his Father
through himself to you where you got saved.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing your story. Everybody's got a story.
That's right.
And we share a few of them. We share a few of them with you at meetmyfather.org. Well, listen, the whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. That's our purpose. And our ministry is to make the Father known to you through his Son, Jesus Christ. Listen, get to know God through his awesome, awesome Son, Jesus Christ. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet my Father. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.